From the KTO Newsroom, I'm Pablo Peña with your state and local news update. The small Southeast Alaska community of Gustavus has its first confirmed case of COVID-19. The case was detected at the Gustavus Airport when an Alaska Airlines passenger took the test after an incoming flight. The Gustavus Emergency Operations Center was notified today. The person is not an Alaska resident and appears to be asymptomatic. They are currently in self-quarantine, and state officials are investigating the source of the virus. Before the community learned that the virus had come to town, it planned on hosting a virtual town hall meeting about the possibility of COVID-19 in Gustavus. That's still happening this evening. Today, the state reported 15 new cases of Alaskans testing positive for the virus and 7 non-residents. This week marked the highest active number of cases since the start of the pandemic. One of Southeast Alaska's biggest cultural events was supposed to kick off in Juneau this week, but Celebration 2020 had to be postponed at least a year because of the coronavirus pandemic. KTOO's Matt Miller has this report on what it means to some Alaska Natives and First Nations people in Canada.
Harvey Shields is a leader with the Cape Fox Dancers in Saxman, and he remembers the months, even years, it sometimes takes to plan and prepare for celebration in Juneau. Of course, there's practicing song and dance. Then there's all the fundraising to pay for transportation and lodging for as many as 100 people in the dance group.
We all go by ferry as far as being the least amount for the dance group, you know. It was really hard to take that many on a plane.
And there's creating new regalia, especially for kids who are just learning the songs, dances, and stories themselves.
I really enjoy watching and seeing the younger kids being a big part of it, because they're the one that's going to take over what we've been doing for a lot of years.
Celebration started in 1982 when only a few hundred Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian people met in Juneau. Now, held every 2 years, it has since grown to be one of the largest cultural gatherings in Alaska. But Celebration is not happening this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. Shields understands.
The elders have to be taken care of very special, because that's who we look up to.
This is downtown Juneau now. Missing are the parades of several thousand people dressed in their colorful regalia, drumming and singing through downtown Juneau. The convention center, where nearly 50 dance groups would perform continuously for days, is silent. Instead, Celebration has gone virtual this year, with popular events like the Juried Art Show and a fashion show held online.
I think there's a lot of people right now that are heartbroken in the Yukon that want to be at Celebration.
Juanita Kramer counts about 450 other Tlingit around her community of Teslin, Yukon. She says it's always a powerful experience to meet up with so many Tlingit from Southeast Alaska and beyond.
And a lot more language speakers, a lot more knowledge carriers than we realize. So it's really just it reinvigorates my soul to go to Celebration and see Tlingit dancers and language and culture, our foods, brought to the forefront.
Kramer says a lot of people have developed relationships and created bonds up and down the coast because of Celebration. For Shields, it's also about rediscovering forgotten family connections. He says it's not uncommon to meet a family member at Celebration and not even know it at first. But then everyone names their parents and grandparents and where they're from, siblings, aunties and uncles.
That gets them to thinking, well, that's my aunt as well, and that's my uncle. And that's my aunt and uncle as well. So from there, that's where it comes out, you know.
Celebration 2020 has been rescheduled for June 2021. In the meantime, Kramer says they've been filling the void by watching previous Celebration events on social media. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.
Juneau's police department has released its internal policy on how and when officers can use force. Earlier this week, Juneau Assembly members asked to see the written policy on And Chief Ed Mercer refused to turn it over without first consulting with the police department's legal team. Deputy Chief David Campbell said Thursday that police are always going to have to use force, but it has to be justified. During a lunch meeting on Thursday with the city's Chamber of Commerce, Campbell said that for people who aren't used to seeing officers use pepper spray or a taser, it can be difficult to figure out what is justified.
There's from violence or to overcome the resistance when people are trying to be arrested. So if it's reasonable and necessary, then the officers are justifiable in using it. But for people that aren't used to living in this world, you know, you could see something that might be reasonable and necessary, and it could look really, really bad.
The city and borough of Juneau will hold a digital listening session to hear community concerns on policing, racism, and social justice next Wednesday. That's June 17th at 7 p.m. In other news, the PBS television show Molly of Denali was selected for a George Foster Peabody Award in the children's and youth category this week. KNBA's Tripp Krause spoke with a producer about the significance of the win.
The animated series is set in the fictional Alaska village of Kaya. Its title character Molly and much of the cast represent indigenous people, and many people behind the show are also Alaska Native. Princess Desiree Johnson, who is Nitsaiguachin, is a creative producer on the show. She says the win brings up a lot of emotions.
I'm so grateful to our ancestors. I'm so grateful to our communities. And I think that, you know, this is an acknowledgement of something that we already know in our hearts. But the fact is, you know, with the show, we had this opportunity to fundamentally change the perspective in the way the public views us as Indigenous people. And that's so, at this moment in time, is so critical. It's so long overdue. And I'm kind of like at a loss for words because I did not grow up seeing myself represented in a positive light. And the fact that my kids get to see themselves like this, it means so much. It means a lot.
Molly of Denali is the first nationally distributed children's series to feature a lead character who's Native American. The 10-year-old Molly Mabray is Gwich'in Koyakon and Denina Athabascan, and is voiced by young actress Sovereign Bill, who's Muckleshoot in Tlingit. For Johnson, that representation matters.
I mean, it's just, you know, it is a reflection of our Alaska Native values. Those values of just respect and patience and humor. And the show really, you know, is about, in many ways, it's just a mirror of who we are as Alaska Native people, all those powerful and good things. And those are the exact values that the world needs right now. And so the show is helping shift and change a dominant narrative that does not value human life, doesn't value animal life and plant life, and, you know, just doesn't value life in general. And so just to at least have something that is positive, that, you know, we can feel good about right now, that is making an impact, that is being acknowledged, it really means a lot. And I hope that it inspires and encourages people to continue to tell their truths and to, you know, live these beautiful values that have been handed down to us.
Johnson says the show is wrapping up on an animation for the first season, as well as working on a special, and she credits a collection of Alaska Natives in a working group from Molly of Denali who are instrumental and critical in shaping the show.
We're all just really proud of the work that we've been able to do, and we want to continue telling our Alaska Native stories that we know have been so meaningful to so many people in Alaska, but also across the country, because, you know, we have so many other Indigenous people that have reached out and said that it's meant a lot for them and their families as well.
The George Foster Peabody Awards pay tribute to compelling and empowering stories in broadcast. A board of 19 jurors unanimously chose all the winners. Molly of Denali premiered in July 2019. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.
This is KTO News.